Hello, it's the 12th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Black smoke clouds rose above a Wyboston field yesterday afternoon, keeping a number of firefighters busy. Crews from Bedford, Kempston, Sandy and Biggleswade battled the flames with assistance from the Cambridge Fire Service. A large stubble fire in Lower Sundon, Luton, only occurred a day before. The Fire Brigades Union has warned that the recent rise in fire activity should act as a wake-up call to government officials who have consistently reduced the number of available fire personnel nationwide, according to Home Office figures. The Beds Fire Service shrunk by almost 10% over the last decade. With an amber alert for extreme heat in place for Bedfordshire and the surrounding region, the Fire Service is asking residents to avoid reckless behaviour that could result in a fire. Strike action by the Associated Society of Locomotive Engineers and Firemen's Union will cause massive train service disruptions across the regional rail network this Saturday. A spokesperson said, "We strongly advise people to travel by rail if only absolutely necessary." A man suspected to be the Islamic State's fourth Beatle was detained by Met Office Police on Wednesday at London Luton Airport. Anya Leslie Jr. Davis, who denies the charges, was thought to be involved in some of the worst torture and murder incidents against Westerners in 2014. The group were labelled the Beatles due to their regional British accents. The 38-year-old was deported from Turkey to the UK, where he is likely to face a number of terror-related offences. The Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs have awarded £2.3 million to the Forest of Marston Vale to plant 120 hectares of additional trees across the county. The programme is seen as a step in the right direction towards reducing any future effects of climate disruption. That's it for this week. Enjoy the sunshine. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.